A COVID outbreak in Congress. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News. At least 8 members of Congress have tested positive this week. So have some Biden administration officials and Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. There are no reports of anybody seriously hurt, ill.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi quarantining after testing positive for the virus. She was seen giving President Biden a kiss on the cheek this week, but the White House said he's tested negative. Also quarantining, Democratic Senator Warnock and Republican Susan Collins. Jamal Simmons, communication director for Vice President Harris, has tested positive. The White House says Simmons was in close contact with Harris. The vice president's office says the VP will follow CDC guidance, but that guidance says she should be wearing a mask, and she wasn't doing that for much of the day Thursday when she was at the Senate. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
And some of those positive tests came soon after the Senate voted to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. She'll take Justice Stephen Breyer's seat. He's retiring when the court goes on summer recess. More than 30 people are reported killed, more than 100 injured in a Russian rocket strike at a train station in eastern Ukraine in the city of Kramatorsk. Ukraine's Defense Department says thousands of people were there being evacuated to other parts of the country. One of 2 men charged with impersonating federal agents, hooking up Secret Service agents with free apartments and gifts, claims ties to Pakistani intelligence.
40-year-old Adrian Tahirzadeh and 35-year-old Haider Ali made their first appearance in federal court one day after the FBI arrested them at a luxury apartment near Nationals Park in Washington. Inside their residences, the men had surveillance equipment, firearms, and a binder containing information on law enforcement officers, defense officials, and congressional staffers.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in D.C. A federal appeals court upholds President Biden's coronavirus vaccine mandate for federal employees, reversing a lower court decision in January, ruling that that federal judge in Texas had no jurisdiction in the case. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Alabama's legislature passes a bill making it a felony to give puberty blockers or hormones to transgender youth 18 and younger. Another bill would require students to use bathrooms corresponding to their sex at birth and to limit instruction of gender and sexual identity in early grades. Physicists may have to rethink just how the universe works.
A surprise for researchers who spent more than 10 years crashing atoms together at a national accelerator lab near Chicago to measure the mass of fleeting but fundamental subatomic particles. They discovered more mass than expected, which could mean a mystery particle accounting for the difference or some new phenomenon. That would call into question the model physicists use to understand the workings of the universe. The results published in the journal Science Thursday still need to be verified by other experiments. A physicist and spokesperson for the lab says if replicated, the finding means something fundamental in our understanding of nature is wrong. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Another scientific mystery, the Pentagon releases a report on what some people claim are UFO-related health effects.
The 1,500-page report of previously classified documents became unclassified because of a Freedom of Information request. It catalogs accounts from witnesses and victims claiming radiation burns, brain damage, even paralysis after close encounters with unidentified aerial phenomena, or UAPs for short.
This is the most haunting of all the reports from my perspective, because it shows immunological deficiency. It shows altering human DNA.
Jeremy Corbel is a documentary filmmaker.
Some of this stuff is really bizarre.
The report had been prepared in 2010 by the Pentagon's now-shut-down secret advanced aerospace weapons program.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. A power outage at Universal Studios Hollywood had 11 people stranded on an indoor ride for more than 2 hours. Emergency crews got them out. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.